Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this week's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, tomorrow we'll move forward in our study of the book of Acts into chapter 19. We'll look at verses 8 through 10, and we'll see Paul as he begins what would be a three-year ministry in Ephesus. And as we've talked about in recent messages, Ephesus was at that time a very large and strategically located city. It was the fourth largest city in the known world of the Roman Empire at that time. And it had a population in Paul's day of somewhere between 250 and 300,000 people. It was easily the main city and the most important city in the Roman province of Asia, and really in all of Asia Minor, for that matter. It was really a port city, trade routes coming in all directions, north, east, west, south, coming up from the oceans and the open sea at that time. And it made it a great trade center with trade routes, people coming from all over the world. So a very strategically located city. And Paul saw it as a strategically located city for the gospel, no doubt. And he had wanted to visit Ephesus on that second missionary journey, but you recall that he was forbidden by the Holy Spirit to go into the province of Asia. That's in chapter 16, verse 6. And he did, on his way back, going home from Corinth, he did stop by just briefly, and he went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews, it tells us there in chapter 18, verse 19, and evidently fairly well received at that time because they asked him to stay longer, but he told them that he needed to get back to Jerusalem to the feast of the Passover that was coming up. And so he promised them that he would be back. And of course, he kept that promise. And so Paul's return to Ephesus brings up the important subject of open doors and closed doors in the Christian life. Paul had a closed door to Ephesus and to that province of Asia when he first passed by. But we'll see as we go through chapter 19 that door swings wide open now for Paul's ministry, not only to the great city of Ephesus, but to the entire province. And so tomorrow we're going to talk about open doors and closed doors. That will be the title of our message. There's a great section of Scripture in Revelation 3 where the Apostle John was told to write to the pastor of the church at Philadelphia. And Philadelphia was really not all that far from Ephesus. But John was told to write this by the Lord Jesus himself. The Lord Jesus is the one who told John to write this. He said, "These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens." And then he was told to write this, "I know your works," speaking to the people in the church at Philadelphia, "I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it." Well, what does that tell us? That God can open doors that no one can shut, and he can shut doors that no one can open. And we're going to preach about that tomorrow. I just ask you just to think about it in advance. Have you ever in your life, as you try to live for the Lord, have you run into doors that are just completely shut, and no matter what you do, no matter how frustrating it may be, you cannot open the door? And have you ever come to doors that just swing wide open before you, and it seems like the way is paved, and the fruit is right there on the tree for you, so to speak, and nobody can shut the door? Well, I think you'll find this message very encouraging tomorrow. It's encouraging to know that God has set before us as his children, as his followers, as his disciples, disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. He set before us an open door that no one can shut. The government of the United States can't shut it. Try as they might, and they are trying. The liberals and the leftists that we see dominating the government and the bureaucracy right now, and the You know, they have control of the major social and educational institutions of our nation now, and they would like to slam the door shut on the gospel and lock it up tight. But the problem is they don't have the key. We've been given the key. And when God opens the door, no one can shut it. And we're going to see that, and we're going to talk about it in the message tomorrow. And by the way, let me ask this question. What is the key? Or better way to ask that question is, who is the key? Well, ultimately, that's who we're going to be preaching about tomorrow, because the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the key. So I hope you'll come and hear this message tomorrow, Open Doors and Closed Doors. If you'd like to know more about Grace Baptist Church, about where we meet, when we meet, what we believe, you can find all of that and more here on this site where you're listening, Sermon Audio. Elsewhere on this landing page, you can find that information, or you can go to our website, which is gracegrandbay.com, gracegrandbay.com. Well, that's all for this week. I want to thank you again for listening. Let me ask you to share the link to this podcast with people you know. It would be an opportunity for them to hear a portion of God's Word and the element of the gospel where we've talked about the Lord Jesus Christ. It'd be a great way to share your faith and invite them to come and meet with us tomorrow. You're certainly invited. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, we want you to come be with us. I want to ask you to take time to pray for the worship service tomorrow, especially pray for the preaching of the Word, that God would empower it. And then do one other thing. Next week at about this time on Saturday morning, we'll post the podcast, and I'd like you to meet me back here again next week for another edition of Let's Open God's Word.
We shall win.